This is an iHeart podcast.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, it's going to be such a fun Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I mean, after we get done talking about why liberal kids are so depressed, that's a kind of a bummer. We have a scoop out about the Trump Heavy D matchup, Trump's 5-part plan to attack Heavy D. We'll analyze it. I think some of it's very smart. I think some of it is borderline suicidal. And we'll open with that here pretty shortly. But we have asked Dr. Jesse questions, and I will say we've been doing Ask Dr. Jesse for quite some time, Ask Dr. Jesse Fridays. These are the best questions ever. They're all over the place. They're legitimate questions about things like China and India, the military, Joe Biden, where the communists are going next. Someone wants me to grade their wedding menu, which I, of course, will be doing. The questions are all over the place. They're fantastic. We're going to have a blast because it's Friday and we should be having a blast on a Friday. Before we get to any of that, let's get to a couple news items. And by the way, a quick disclaimer here. I don't know if it's a disclaimer. Chris, I think I just used that word wrong, disclaimer. More of an FYI, more of a heads up. It's a heads up. Quick, a disclaimer and heads up can be used. I knew it. I went to the best community college. I knew I nailed that, Chris. I knew I did. I was testing you to see if you knew. I'm no longer laying out. I normally have like Ask Dr. Jesse questions laid out in front of me because Chris has to print them all off for me. I'm just going off the top one now from now on. So I never know which one's coming next. If you thought the show was random before, boy, you just hang on because it just got more random. let's begin with Trump's 5-part plan. One, this story is from Axios. That there's a story like this at all is probably not great. Now, this 5-part plan is very obvious to anyone who's been paying attention to the things Trump's been saying and putting on social media. So you could figure out the tax he was going to use to go after Heavy D. But that there are still so many leaks within the Trump camp. Somebody took the Trump blueprint for DeSantis and handed it to Axios. He has got to tighten that stuff up, man. 4 years of that was with his presidency. Every single time Trump picked his nose, it gets leaked to the New York Times, and he's getting asked about it by NBC in 15 minutes. He has got to do something to tighten this stuff up. This is why the Heavy D, not so subtle attack on Trump like this is going to be an effective one.
When you're in government, there's a lot of negative influences around people that may be working in an administration. Our view was, if you're here working for us, we have 22 million people that we're fighting for. And if your desire is to do anything other than serve those people, you're gone. No leaking, none of your own agenda. And we laid that down very early. And from the time we did that, I didn't have a single leak in the administration for 4 years. I ran the highest profile governor reelection campaign in the country. Not one leak from my campaign apparatus.
That's a shot at Trump. That's Heavy D taking a shot at Trump. And it's a legitimate shot at Trump. But Trump, as part of his 5-part plan, has some legitimate shots at Heavy D. Let's go through the list, shall we? 5 of them. And then we'll move on and we'll talk about why Chuck Schumer should be arrested today and several other things as we get through Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Number 1, DeSantis's past support for changes to Social Security and Medicare. DeSantis used to be a congressman. You may not know this. And at one point, he voted to raise the eligibility age for Medicare. This attack from Trump against Heavy D is very smart, very effective. Now,
it's crap because Social Security and Medicare are going to end the nation. That's just the way it is. That's not an opinion. That's math. They will financially snap this country in two. Go look up a pie chart of America's budget. Look what Social Security and Medicare are on it. And it's getting bigger as more and more people retire, as the country ages out. It's getting bigger. So, look, if we want to get into my thoughts on these personally, I'll give you those. Personally, this is a horrible argument. But campaign-wise, it's brilliant, and it will be effective. Because historically, campaigning by telling old people the other guy's going to take away their livelihood, their benefits, their anything, has been an extremely effective motivator. I say this as somebody who has lost a congressional race for this exact reason. I lost by 4,000 votes. The reason I lost it, my opponent, Democrat Gabrielle Giffords, told all of them I was going to take away their Social Security. Even Republican old people, that's all they needed to hear. Right down to vote for Giffords. Stop, sorry, need it. So it's not, whatever you think about Social Security, Medicare aside, I just told you what I think. It's a smart argument. This is a smart move by Team Trump. Number two, disloyalty to Trump after he helped get DeSantis elected governor. This is a wash. You know who loves to hear about these accusations of disloyalty that Trump loves to put out there? The people who are already with Trump. If you're listening to me right now with a MAGA sticker on the back of your truck, you love it when Trump says, that guy's disloyal. I'm here to tell you, as someone who's not in anyone's camp, it sounds ridiculous to everybody else, but it doesn't hurt him. I don't think it hurts him at all. If you're a hardcore Trump supporter, you love hearing that. That doesn't earn him back a single vote from anyone who left. Three, he wants to cast DeSantis as a lackey of former House Speaker Paul Ryan. Now, maybe you're sitting there, maybe you're a DeSantis supporter now, and maybe you're saying, this isn't true. Trump backed Paul Ryan in 2016. And what? Oh, stop. We are not dealing with the truth here. We're dealing with campaign tactics. You're right. Trump backed Paul Ryan into the, set that aside. This is an effective attack. This is an effective attack that will stick to Ron DeSantis. And Team DeSantis, as I mentioned earlier this week, had better do something about it. Because Paul Ryan and his big fat ego can't seem to get his face off of television telling everybody and their brother that Trump sucks. I like Ron DeSantis. He might as well be campaigning for Donald Trump when he does that. Nobody likes you, Paul Ryan. If you actually like Ron DeSantis and want what's best for him, shut up and go away. If you actually prefer Trump, then keep doing what you're doing because you're campaigning for Donald Trump. This is a smart move by Team Trump. I applaud him for it. Now, I understand you're probably saying, Jesse, it's dirty. Dude, politics is dirty, man. Whoever gets through this primary is going to fight against communists. You think they're going to play clean? It's going to be a dirty primary. Better buck up. Get ready for it. Number four, DeSantis' response to COVID. Basically, like it's if you read the leak, it's hilarious. We did a show on this. I should have had you dig it up, Chris. Remember when I told you what Team Trump was doing with the attacks on DeSantis for locking down Florida? They're trying to take away that lane from DeSantis. They're all competing for a lane in the primary. And DeSantis has this public image as this freedom governor right now. He owns the COVID lane. He stopped his lockdowns. He said they'll never happen again. Passed laws against them. He's been the freedom governor. Trump, who was absolutely dreadful and frankly embarrassing during COVID, he can't have that lane. But he wants to try to deny that lane to DeSantis. So he'll be out there. Yeah, there are a lot of reasons for it. Chris said he's a germaphobe. There's a lot of reasons for it. Remember, Trump's embarrassing response during COVID didn't have to happen. I had somebody very close to Trump right next to him in the White House. It was 50-50 with Trump's staffers. Half of them said, no, there can never be a lockdown. This is crazy. You're going to destroy the country and your presidency. The other half, surprise, surprise, Jared Kushner and them, said, no, you have to lock down. Trump listened to the wrong half, and, well, the rest is history. So he wants to take away that lane from DeSantis. Campaign-wise, this is not effective. And I will tell you personally, I will never vote for Donald Trump in a primary unless I hear some ownership of what he did in COVID. I've told you I'm an undecided voter, and I am. I'm happy to go vote for Trump again. I need some ownership. All I hear anymore is still bragging about the vaccine, bragging about Pfizer, bragging about this, and then I hear finger-pointing to someone else. I need ownership. I'll say this for DeSantis. He owned his. Basically apologized for it on camera and said it would never happen again. And it didn't hurt him politically. Trump can do that. My respect level for him would shoot through the roof if he did. I'm not telling you how to vote for me. I don't know who I'm voting for yet until I hear COVID contrition from Trump. Not finger pointing, COVID contrition. I will never vote for him in the primary. In the general, of course, I'll come back and vote for him. He was a good president for 3 years. And finally, another very effective attack from Team Trump. DeSantis gave some comments on Fox News. He was asked about Ukraine, this Ukraine-Russia thing. And he gave some comments that were very non-committal on it. Very non-committal on it. It kind of sounded like he could be in anyone's camp. Trump has come out as very much the end the war guy. That is what the GOP base wants to hear right now. And when they hear wishy-washy stuff out of DeSantis, that will be a very effective attack. Overall, I think it's a very smart plan. Like I said, all I can tell you is for me personally, the COVID one, that has to change. If that's what he actually does, if the entire campaign is, he locked down Florida, I'm out. I won't do it. I'll vote in the general for him. I will not do it. I have not forgotten about the crimes that have been committed against me and you and every other American citizen. And I demand as a voter in this country, I have one vote. You have one vote. As a voter in this nation, I demand accountability. I demand a scalp. Frankly, I want people going to prison, many of them. But since I'm never going to get that, because it will require government stooges to arrest themselves, I can at least expect some contrition for all of you people who destroyed the United States of America. All of you, Republican and Democrat. And if I don't get it, then you don't get my support. And don't test me on that either. I didn't vote for Greg Abbott here in Texas last election. Left it blank. I don't vote for COVID tyrants until I hear contrition. Show me contrition. Then I can be all yours. All I want is an apology. That's not too much to ask. All right. Why Chuck Schumer is one of the people who should go to prison. Talk about that, and then it's Ask Dr. Jesse time. Next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Nobody wants him.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You getting fired up for the weekend? We're going to have a safer weekend. Why? Somebody wants a little bit of advice. I'm going to give a little bit of advice. I'm not some security expert. I know a little bit about it a little bit, but we're going to give out a little advice, and we should. It's dangerous out there. But first, I do think about how much this country has changed. And I think about the things these politicians say now, things that would never have flown for the entirety of the history of America. And these are things none of them will pay an election price for saying. Joe Biden, more Democrats than I can count, have routinely come out and said things. We have freedom of speech, but there have to be limits. We have the Second Amendment, but there have to be limits. That kind of talk would have got you shot in about the year 1900 in this country if you were a politician speaking that way. Listen to Chuck Schumer, New York Senator Chuck Schumer. Listen to how these communists speak. And I think about things like this whenever I get some loser, low-T GOP weenie emailing the show. Jesse, stop calling them communists. That's not what they are.
But is it the role of government officials to demand that media organizations say things or tell media organizations what to put on their airwaves?
I think we not only have a right to tell Rupert Murdoch and Fox what to do, but an obligation. And I hope people from one end of the country to the other.
Whoa. That, if you actually lived in the land of the free, you know what that should do? You know what? Look, let's do a little stress test. We have an obligation to tell this media organization as government officials what they can and can't say. Today, the outcry from New York, yes, even Democrat New York, should be so loud that Chuck Schumer steps up to the podium and resigns. If you actually lived in the land of the free, the FBI would stop chasing down January 6th people who happened to fart in the Capitol building for 5 minutes on January 6th, and they would be opening an investigation into whether or not the senator from the state of New York is a communist subversive who should be placed under arrest. When you're a United States senator, a congressman, a president, and you say things like this, you should be placed under arrest. You should be afraid to speak like this in the United States of America. Freedom must be maintained. This is what so many people do not understand on the right. They believe that freedom is something you acquire by practicing it. You do not acquire freedom by practicing it. You acquire freedom by stopping the people who want to take it from you. That's how you acquire freedom. The founding fathers of this nation did not give us a free country by practicing freedom. They gave us a free country by loading up muskets and shooting a bunch of British people in the face. That's how you got freedom. And I've got news for you, too. And this is probably going to offend some people because I know how much we all love the Constitution. And I love it, too. You know the Constitution didn't give you anything? No freedom. The men with guns did. Without the men with guns shooting British people in the face, the Constitution is a piece of paper that would be used in trial to hang all the founding fathers once the British won the war. And that it would be in a museum in Britain to this day. Look at the traitorous document from those colonists. It's nothing without people who will stop the tyrants. Chuck Schumer should be arrested today for saying things like this. But we are so far gone. We've so far lost what it means to be free as a nation that we don't even think in terms like this anymore. We roll our eyes, say he's liberal, say he's crazy, say he's biased. You'll get everybody in the media today maybe playing it for a half a second. Oh, that Chuck Schumer, we can't have that. Or you'd get the standard GOP or the standard conservative response. Can you imagine if a Republican said that? Chuck Schumer should be arrested for talk like that. But since we don't live in a free country anymore, this will be gone by Monday. You never hear it again. But that's quite a statement. All right, let's ask Dr. Jesse time. Get a little bit safer out there. Before we do that, speaking of New York, that Chuck Schumer's the bad of New York. Tunnel to Towers is the good of New York. Tunnel to Towers is just one of those organizations that I love so much. And one of the reasons I love it is because I've been in the nonprofit world, as you know. I worked there for a year once I got done losing my congressional races. And I got to see so much corruption and filth. And how many of these, quote, nonprofits are actually just slush funds to line people's pockets with. And how difficult it is for the people who run these things to maintain their morals when it comes to finances. All that money's right there. Go look at the charity rating sites, what they say about Tunnel to Towers. This massive organization that's cared for so many widows and orphans and veterans, and they're still doing it. All that name recognition, all that popularity, and nobody lost their way. Nobody lost their head. Nobody's getting fat and rich. The money you give to Tunnel to Towers goes to those widows and orphans. That's freaking awesome, man. They ask us for $11 a month. You can sign up to give it automatically, and then you never have to stress about it, never have to think about it again. You're doing good every month without thinking about it. T, the number 2T.org. T2T.org. That's Tunnel to Towers. All right. The crime. We need to all get better about personal safety. That's okay, Chris. You can start the music. I like to do my show to music sometimes. We authors, our minds work differently. We world-famous authors. Anyway, a little personal safety out there. Let's talk about it. Oh, it looks like someone wants to talk about military people on disability. Hang on.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the men who went down that day. It's for the families of those who didn't make it.
I'm J.R. Martinez. I'm a U.S. Army veteran myself, and I'm honored to tell you the stories of these heroes on the new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. From Robert Blake, the first black sailor to be awarded the medal, to Daniel Daly, one of only 19 people to have received the Medal of Honor twice. These are stories about people who have distinguished themselves by acts of valor, going above and beyond the call of duty. You'll hear about what they did, what it meant, and what their stories tell us about the nature of courage and sacrifice. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, you docs are good. If there's any angels in heaven, they're all nurses, male and female.
Absolutely, Mr. President. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email the show wherever you want, including your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. You can email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Why?
You know, freedom is not free.
That's why, Chris. Historical Oracle. The shooting death of that young wife on Valentine's Day in a grocery store parking lot won't leave my mind. I've considered store parking lots to be inherently dangerous. Your vehicle is unlocked and open. Your hands are full. You're distracted with carts, bags, kiddos. It creeps me out, and I'm a good-sized dude that usually probably wouldn't be bothered. My head hurts for 5'7", buck 15 dimes. Can you please offer some safety tips for this type of situation? Maybe a couple other common situations like coming home, pulling in the garage, so on and so forth. His name's Larry. Okay, first of all, I want to be clear. I just want to be clear about my lack of qualifications. I am not a security expert. I do know a bit because I know quite a few guys who are, and I did do that from various times in various ways quite a bit in the Marines, so I know a bit. We actually had a time when we had a minivan. We were living here in Houston. I was selling RVs. This is probably 6-7 years ago. We had a minivan. And, you know, the minivan's the ultimate mom mobile. And I'm driving it downtown with the wife and kids in the car. And we pull into a parking garage. I forget where we were going. I think we were taking the kids to the aquarium downtown or something like that. We pull into a parking garage. And I'm doing something in the car. Maybe I was sending an email or something on my phone. But the wife gets out first, and our boys were fairly small then. Let's see, they would have been 6 and 8. Not super small, but smaller kids. The wife gets out first, and she's got the sliding doors of the minivan open, and she's messing with the kiddos. I wrap up my call or whatever I was doing. I don't want to tell you that's what I was doing, but I'm not sure. I bet that's what I was doing. I wrap up my call, and I open my driver's side door, and I get out. I get out in time to look, and there's some very clearly dangerous individual 15 feet behind our car, heading towards our car quickly, because all he saw was the wife, who's 5'2 and 2 kids. He sees me, freezes in his tracks. I'm staring him right in the face. I got my hand on my weapon, and he says, does anyone have a phone I can use? And I said, no. And he turned and walked away. He was just trying to make an excuse, right? But if I'm not in that minivan, how's that go? I don't know. Nothing I want to dwell on too long. I know I don't need to tell ladies this, because ladies have lived their whole lives like this. But on occasion, I do try to remind everyone, including the wife, sister, mother in my life, I'm 6'8". That doesn't make me 10 feet tall and bulletproof. All right. But it makes me not inviting. What animal do the lions prefer on the prairie? The one that hurts its leg, or the baby, or they don't go for the biggest and strongest all the time unless they're starving. They look at me and they think I can find easier prey elsewhere. Women, it sucks because, well, I don't want you to have to be stressed and have anxiety all the time, but ladies, you are prey because of your size. For these violent monsters that are out there, you are pray to them. And that's horrible. It is. But I forget about that sometimes. Man, there's a single woman walking around, you're like a wounded calf on the prairie, baby. So, ladies, look, all I can do is tell you some basics. And this is my most basic one I tell people all the time. All the time. Get off your phone. And I'm not doing your dad thing of when you're sitting at home and you're on social media. I'm not doing that. When you're out, when you're outside of your office, outside of your apartment, outside of your house, and you're walking in a parking lot and a sidewalk and anywhere, get off your phone. Put your phone in your purse. Fellas, put your phone in your pocket. Get off your phone. You cannot look at two things at once. And these guys, I know this for a fact. I talked to one of my buddies on NYPD a little while ago. He told me that there's a, now that it's not super sophisticated, but one of the gangs right now in New York City, they're actually focusing on people on their phone at night. They go to these parking lots at night, and what do?
they look for that glow of you sitting in your driver's seat on your phone. And you know what that tells them? They can walk right up to your car and you don't have a daggone clue. Boom, gun in your face, your car's gone, wallet's gone. They do whatever they want to you. Even when you get in your car, get off your phone, drive somewhere, all right? That's the main one I will tell you for grocery store parking lots. Your best weapon is your eyes. Look around you and know what's around you. Park under street lights if you can. Now, this is going to sound super paranoid, but I don't give a crap. Maybe it'll save one person's life one day, and then I'm a happy man. When it comes to coming home, a huge crime that has been sweeping this country for a very long time is people, criminals, hiding somewhere around your house, be that the bushes, the side of your house, hiding somewhere around your house and waiting for you to come home and open the garage door. Then when you pull in the garage, they follow you inside of your garage and you are screwed then. You know why? Because they're going to put the garage door down with a gun in your face. Now you're in your locked home with nobody there to hear you scream, and they are going to do as they please with your stuff and you. This is hard. This is a hard conversation to have with your wife and your daughter and fellas yourself. When you pull in your garage, man, look around you. Look in the rearview mirrors. Be aware of your surroundings. Aware of your surroundings. And this is going to sound super paranoid, but it's what I do. You do whatever you want. This is what I do. I will not, under any circumstances, pull in my driveway if there is a car behind me of any kind on the road. Even if I recognize it, I do not pull in. I drive right by my house and I'll just keep on driving. I'll drive around all day long. These people follow you from banks, from work, from the grocery store. Ladies, you don't think about it. You think you look ugly. I just finished yoga class. I'm so sweaty in my tight, hot yoga pants. I look like crap. Guess what that monster in the grocery store parking lot sees? He sees something he wants. Don't pull in your driveway with a car behind you. Keep going. It takes 30 seconds to drive down and turn around, or to drive down and make another turn. Look, yeah, that's right, Chris. Even world-famous authors have to take these precautions, and you can buy the Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com. You know what? That may be, hold on, that's a self-defense item, Chris. It's a hardcover. It's a big book. That's the ultimate self-defense tool. I've been telling you about Hero Gun, when really it's the book. The Hero Gun is just to tide you over until June. Go to jessekellybook.com so you can be safe today. No, in all seriousness, don't pull in your driveway with the car behind you, all right? All right. Now, let's get to this. It's been out there for a couple days now. And I thought about talking about it the other night, but I wasn't sure the way I wanted to approach it, to be honest with you. I got distracted. I know you're going to find this shocking, but I got distracted by other things. The article came out, "Why Are Young Liberals So Depressed?" And what happened was the CDC, Center for Disease Control, they've been doing a bunch of surveys of America's teenagers. And they found some things that some people were considering shocking. One, liberal teenage girls are incredibly suicidal right now. Incredibly. Higher than they've ever been. Liberal teenage boys are also incredibly suicidal. Higher than they've ever been. Now, you right-wing parents, which is going to be about 99% of you out there right now, take heart, because conservative teenage girls and conservative teenage boys are actually doing quite well. Now, there's obviously something you always have to keep your eyes on, but they're doing quite well. In fact, the conservative teenage girls are doing far better than liberal teenage boys. Why, though? What's the reason? We'll talk about the why in a very direct way in a moment, and then we'll get back to some more Ask Dr. Jesse questions. But rest easy, right-wing parents, anti-communist parents. Your child, your daughter, we got to keep our eyes on them. I'll keep my eyes on mine, but they're going to be fine. Also, rest easy, because you got a buy one, get one free deal on the new MyPillow 2.0 that has temperature regulating thread, Chris. What? It does. Plus, Mike Lindell, let's not just forget all the fights Mike Lindell has fought for us. Mike Lindell, He got his own company kicked out of Bed Bath & Beyond, kicked out of Walmart. And by the way, I laugh now because MyPillow continues to grow and Bed Bath & Beyond and Walmart are all closing stores. MyPillow isn't closing stores. I guess it turns out doing the right thing and making great products will keep you in business for a long time. Let us once again say thank you, Mike Lindell. MyPillow 2.0, they really are great. They really are. But they're buy one, get one free right now. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Again, before I get into this, why they're so depressed, when you're out in public, in a parking lot, in a mall, on a sidewalk, get off your phone. My sons are not allowed to walk and be on their phone. If you are out in public, you want to be on your phone, you find someplace secure to stand. Get on there, send your text, put your little Instagram post up, and then move on. It's a security issue. I'm not being your father. It's a security issue. All right. So why are teenage liberals, liberal girls and liberal boys, why are they so depressed? They're suicidal depressed in this nation. Well, let me tell you something. I ever tell you about my first job, my first legal job, actually. My first illegal job was washing cars. I was 14. I wanted to work full time. I was not allowed by law back then to work full time. So my buddy's dad had a car wash, paid me under the table to come wash cars. But my first legal job the next summer when I was 15, I was washing dishes. Just a local diner that's not there anymore. And that might have been the worst, most miserable summer of my life. I might have been more miserable washing dishes than I was in Iraq. I'm not making that up. I might have been. Why? Why? I mean, believe me, this is going to go somewhere. Why? Why was I miserable? Well, I'm very tall, as you know. The dishwashing racks and everything were too short. Nothing was tall enough for me. So I had to bend over all the time. I was by myself, essentially in a locked room all day. It was a very weird dishwashing setup. I wasn't by the cooks. I couldn't even see the hot waitresses. They had a little door, but the door had a flap on it. The waitresses would load the dirty dishes in like this big, deep tray and just slide it back through the door. I would work for 7-8 hours and I would see a human hand maybe once or something like that. Now, this is long before I was more of a loner as I am now. This was when I had 1,000 friends and I just loved to talk and bounce around. This is before I became Jaded Jesse. But that was so miserable for me. Now, why was that so miserable for me? Because that wasn't who I was. I wanted to be around people and make jokes and laugh and stuff like that, and I would be alone all day long. I didn't mind the work, but I was alone all day long. And I, the way I was then, was not made to be that. I was trying to be something I was not. You ever see a big cat in the zoo? Predator in the zoo? I love zoos, which is weird because I also hate them. I love zoos, and I'm not some hippy-dippy animal lover, but I show up at zoos because I love animals and I want to see them. But then I get kind of mad. I'm like, wow, that lion shouldn't be in there. He looks miserable. He should be out on the prairie, man. He should be free. Why are liberal teenage girls and boys, why are they so depressed? Well, why wouldn't they be? We are telling these young girls, well, we're not, you're not, I'm not, but these young girls are told by everyone, including mostly their parents. They're told by TV, they're told by music, they're told by their schools, they're told by their culture that they're supposed to be a girl boss. They're supposed to rule everything. I can do anything a man can do. How many times you see them say that? Well, that's not true. Who told you that? That's not true. You're not a man, you're a woman. You should be proud of that. But they're told to pursue every outlet in life except for one that maybe would make them happy. You know how many times I see these liberal women in their late 20s and 30s say, ah, there aren't any good guys out there. There are. You're looking in the wrong places and you're looking for the wrong things. And so when you're trying to jam that square peg in the round hole, misery comes with that. And likewise with teenage boys. What are these liberal teenage boys told all the time? They're told they're not supposed, their masculinity is toxic. Oh, you need to cry more. Get in touch with your feelings. Oh, nothing matters. You can't do this. America's evil. You're this. You're that. We tell them over and over. We tell the girls they're supposed to be boys. We tell the boys they're supposed to be girls. And then we wake up one day and they're all depressed and suicidal and we want to know why. You took the lion off the prairie. You put Jesse back there washing dishes by himself. You're trying to be something you're not meant to be. You actually tell these girls that they've somehow failed if they raise a family? And that's not against girls having a job. My wife had to go back to work at one point in time. We were so broke and we needed the benefits and I was trying to get going. My sister works full time. My mom worked because we needed the money when we were kids. I'm not against women working. I'm actually not, believe it or not. But you tell a woman that that's her main purpose in life. And if she actually decides to care for a family, maybe even stay home and care for a home and a husband and children, that she's failed and she doesn't know which way is up. She's a teenage girl. When you're a teenager, you don't know who you are. You're figuring out who you are. And then we keep trying. We keep trying. That hole, yeah, it's a square peg and a round hole, but I'm just going to jam it in there. And then we continue to act shocked when they're depressed. You know what boys aren't depressed? And I'm not saying this to you as some, you know, self-defense guru or something like that. I'm really not. But you know where you won't find any depressed teenage boys? And I'll be honest with you, probably won't find any depressed teenage girls either. Your local Brazilian jiu-jitsu class. I've been in these classes. I've had my sons in these classes before. It's wild. No depression. No anxiety. Hard work. Confidence. Physical labor. People ask me, Jesse, why are you so confident? Jesse, how'd you get so confident? Well, there's a lie out there people believe about confidence. You think you can give someone confidence by compliments. Oh, son, you're great. Oh, baby girl, you're the best. Oh, I love you. You're the best. No, that shows them love. That does not give them confidence. You know what gives you confidence? There's only one thing that can do it. Going through hardship. Why am I confident? I've been through hardship. Came out the other side. You don't have to put your kid in boot camp. Put him in Brazilian jiu-jitsu class. They might just get happier, healthier, have a purpose in life, go through hardship, get your elbow tweaked a little bit, have to tap out, get embarrassed, and soon you might just have a happy young man and young woman on your hands. And by the way, this doesn't just apply to kids. Adults, you're going through it right now, fellas, ladies, go down, get yourself a class. It doesn't have to be Brazilian jiu-jitsu, just make sure it's worth it. Wrestling, grappling, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, something like that. Skip all the kung fu karate stuff. All right? What, Chris? It's fine. Oh, while we're on it, by the way, how about healthy outlets, which I certainly need because I've told you before, I have a very unhealthy outlet and two healthy outlets. My two healthy ones are, if I've had a day or something like that, I should go hit a heavy bag or lift weights. I also have bourbon. Or I have Mantis X. I practice with my weapon. The ultimate healthy habit because I get faster, deadlier, and safer. My family gets safer while I de-stress practicing with my Mantis X system. Mantis X attaches to your weapon. You practice in the comfort of your home. You new shooters out there, men and women, great way to get going. You experienced shooters, great way to put in your dry fire practice time in your home without wasting money on ammo. MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com. Go get yours today. Now, disability, military disability, fraud, morals. Hang on.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.